A special dinim, you have to do it all, you have to leave over something. Ishel yochid, you have to have it dafka all together, unless you make suitable partitions between each one. Siv zayin, what is Ishel rabim? A lot of people in it. Ishel rabim, v'nismato, omdal, chamishim diurim, ein tzricha shir. It's not anymore called Ishel rabim. Zot mishaburet lamed gimel. There's only 50 people, it's not called. But Hod Yisrael, the filling Nasu Shal Yochid Tzricha Shir, even though it says Nasu Shal Yochid, which means there's less people, and Dafkish Nishba Kopel Chamishim Diyuin. Pochs Mizek Vanishtakishim Rabbim Mimenu, you haven't got 50 people, it's not called Isha Rabbim, and it's not got the dinim of Isha Rabbim anymore. To have the din of Tzricha Shir. It doesn't say clearly, the Tezayin Ame might still have to be called Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, but we're not makpid on it that should still have the din of. To have a shiur. Siv ches is just a bit of an index. Hamazake b'shituf l'chol b'nei o'ir. If someone makes a shituf, not just for a movie, but for the whole town, eiruv kulam eiruv echad. If they've all made one eiruv, zot mishabur l'afuk yuk'shav l'chatzoyin. Shkin da'ash eiruv zim shuv. If they said b'feresh that we only want to partition the town that we had before in Siv Heh, but if they didn't, so we assume that they do. They are happy with all being together. You don't even have to tell them. You make an eruv for the whole town. It's a schus that everybody can go everywhere. If one of the town, everybody used to collect, in the case where they're not mezaka b'shituf, everybody collected, and there somebody forgot to collect, to give. So somebody went elsewhere. Or there was a goy there. So we all learnt all these halachas legabe, maybe a chotzer, somebody forgets to give, or in a movie, somebody forgets to give, and in a whole town, is the same din hakol kedinam kechotzer a movie. So we've got the same din. Wherever we learn to a chotzer in a movie, don't think it's town, it's different, a big town's got all the same dinim. Somebody forgets, makes a problem, somebody doesn't give, makes a problem, somebody goes elsewhere, lives elsewhere, the goy that he needs chiyus, it's all the same. Good. Simon Shin Tzadik Gimel. Din Eire beyontev shechol be'erev Shabbos v'din bein hashmushes le'arev ilvoy gimel sifim. Sifalv. Ein ma'alvin eruv chatzeres shtufa mevoyes beyontev shechol yes be'erev Shabbos. You may not make a eruv on yontev. Yontev falls Friday, you may not make an eruv on Friday. Whether it's a issa hachona, or it looks like you're doing something for yontev, and even eruv tashilin doesn't help for this. However, there are various reasons, but it doesn't help, and you cannot make an Erev on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So if you forgot to make an Erev on Thursday evening, and it's Friday now, you've got no Erev, finished. However, if Yom Tov is Thursday, and except Rosh Hashanah, the Chol HaMoed Sukkot is the real Yom Tov Thursday, is the real Yom Tov Friday. So therefore, you can go and make an Erev. You can make an Erev al Tanai. You make an Erev on Thursday, and you pick up a piece of bread on Thursday, and you say, this piece of bread, you say, whatever you need for Erev, you mezaka. And you say, if today is Kodesh, so then I'm not making Erev. If today is Choyl, so it's Choyl. Someone else to make Erev. And you do exactly the same thing tomorrow. If today is Kodesh, then I'm not doing anything, and I made already Erev yesterday, because yesterday was Choyl. And if today is Choyl, and yesterday the Kodesh was Kodesh, then I'm making Erev now. Very good. Sifal. Eim Erev Nefzeh Shem Yom Tzeh Shabbos Be'er Shabbos. Ve'im Shochach V'loi Erev Me'ev Yom Tzeh V'cholu Shnei Yom Tzeh V'yom Chomish Yom Shishi and Yom Tzeh is Thursday Friday. Ye'orev Be'yom Tzeh V'al Tanai. She'yom. Im Ayom Choyl Ye'zeh Erev V'im Ayom Kodesh Eim B'dvorei Klum. Ulamocha, same thing. Yom. Im Ayom Kodesh, Hay Arab Tima Esmoil. I've already done my Erev. Im Ayom Chol, Yeze Erev. I'm making it now on the Friday. Aber v'hani min shem tosh golias, av shem tosh shon lo de kayma ruch de domi vayle kam sim tok khas. So if it's Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah, it's all called one day, it's all Kodesh, because the Beis Din, the Chachamim was so sure that Rosh Hashanah is not a really 2 days. So Meila the Chachamim made it a chiyuv so that if you make a mistake, so they made a chiyuv that it becomes a new Yom Tov of 2 days. That's the pshat. So it becomes a Yom Tov of 2 days, not that it's, we're not sure. It becomes a Yom Tov of 2 days always, everywhere. Therefore, it's a Yom Tov. Yom Tov, you can't make a chiyuv.
Just now, you can be able to shin as well.
Yeah, that's what it is. I'm a Tov Kulchas. Eima alvim nation nirek and masakim beyond to nutzorich mocha. Because the Mishabur says the reason it's like masakim for tomorrow. Vim shochach ve'erev. What if he did? So he doesn't know that locha. So he comes yom to Friday and he says, oh, no machana erev. And he doesn't know this locha. He's not allowed to make erev for yom to. And every Friday he makes erev. So he makes it. Yeshli stapakim mahani. I can't learn if it helps. Beyond to shochol yisvev Shabbos. Vein shochol shnei yom yichamishi shishi or shishi v'shabbos. Doesn't make any difference. You still can't do it on the Friday. Ali nich meiv yontem. V'shochach. V'shochach. You still can't do it on the Friday. V'shochach v'lo yiv. Pirsh v'yontem d'alma. V'lo yiv erev Shabbos. It means, not erev Shabbos, v'shochach v'lo yiv. It means, obviously, on the Thursday, Friday, that fell yontem. So Lashon HaTaz, the clear what exactly wants to be used with it. Al Tanai, or below Brocha. But Yosef says you can't make a Brocha on Tanai. It's not supposed to say, but the Yosef says you don't make a Brocha because each time you might not be doing a mitzvah at all. So you can't make a Brocha. You might not be doing a mitzvah. You can't make a Brocha even though between today and tomorrow you're doing a Brocha. So you can't make like a Brocha which would be Chalaz, a long jump Brocha. It's a bit for today and a bit for tomorrow, half Brocha each. You can't do that. So you might not be doing anything, so you can't make a Brocha. But the Chalos is Chal. Yez Eir Tzorech Shabbos. This is the egg of the Tzorech Shabbos. So look at Shatzion. Prima godu metzada, du adin, yochel anich, b'yoyim chamishi, gam b'shul yom tzor sheni. V'yahani zeh, she'imut le'tatel kelim, lo'itzim mechotz lechotz af, shol yitzor chiyom klal, b'yoyim sheni, v'yoyim em, ayoyim choyel anim nir, b'shul mocha, b'shul Shabbos, yom yom koyish, 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 yom people must come and won't carry. I'm making it for Yom Tov. That means Yom Tov, you're allowed to carry anything. If you have a handkerchief in your pocket, you know it's there, a dirty handkerchief, you have no use of it, you're never going to use it, you don't want it, you want to throw it in the bin in your house, but you just haven't got around to it. So you'll go and walk with this handkerchief out in the chotzer, from one chotzer to another chotzer, from one chotzer to another chotzer, wherever it is. So on Yom Tov, it's a issa. So tzoyach klal. You have no use for this handkerchief, you're dirty, you have no use for it, I'll give you a mushroom. Or keys, extra keys, this key that you don't need, all these shines. However, if you're going from room to room in your house, there's no issa. So if there's an eruv in the shtot, the whole town becomes one big room. So you're not allowed to specially put in a handkerchief for tomorrow, because you're doing a chunam yom tov l'sheni. Oh, but if you happen to have a handkerchief in your pocket and you're moving it around, you didn't do anything, actually do anything, you just got it in your hand anyway, your keys are anyway there, so like going from room to room, you don't have to think, when you have a handkerchief in your pocket which you use in the front room, you don't have to think, when you go into the kitchen, do I need it in the kitchen, do I not need it in the kitchen, because there's no itzah at all. So if it's a tukh, take it out, you can leave it in. So you gain yom tov. So here you got a yom tov on Friday, and so you're going to say like this. If today, on Thursday, you're going to say, if today's Kodesh, then tomorrow's Chol, so tomorrow doesn't need it. The Yom Tov. If Thursday you say, if today is Chol, then I'm making an Erev, not just for Shabbos. I'm making an Erev now already. If I'm making an Erev now already, the Chalos will be already even before Shabbos for Yom Tov. So it's a bit of a chiddush. Usually you understand, you can see Yom Kippur, that usually you understand, I make an Erev for Shabbos, Pashas, Balos, Chol. Shabbos, Pashas, Bamidbar, let's say. When it comes Shavuos, I've got the Erev. To make Erev Lechatchila for Yom Tov. So that's the Shaila Prima God of here a bit. You're making Erev now, is there such a thing, is there such a musig of making Erev for Yom Tov? Erev, that's already Chal 2 weeks ago, a week ago. Okay, it's there. The Erev's there. So here, you've got another Chiddush really in it. You get, so the suffix is tomorrow, today, tomorrow Chol, tomorrow Kodesh. If today's Kodesh, tomorrow's Chol, I don't need the Erev on Friday. If today's Kodesh, today's Chol, tomorrow's Kodesh, I'm making Erev now for the Shabbos after Yom Tov, and also for the Yom Tov. So tonight I'll have an Erev for Yom Tov, so I'm allowed to carry now, even Shloim Litzoyach. Just saying, Prima Gordimach. It's off. Yeah, Litzoyach Shabbos. But Lemocha Yoyma, Al Isa Apas. So Lemocha, you're going to take the same bread. Why do you have to take the same bread? And if I take a different bread, so I've got this bread, which is a Suffolk Erev, because I made it on Thursday. I've got this bread, which is a Suffolk Erev, because I made it on Friday. So it's just a practical thing. Just a practical thing that I made it because I was after I kicked two breads till Shabbos. And so you're allowed to make it on the same bread because I'm Munashah. If I have made it already, now it's nothing. If I haven't made it, so I'm making it now. How about it? So Meila, he says, Al Oisafas, why? Shemgrima Pasacha, Yisalach Lishmakama Pasarish, and Shikama Chlechel Shabbos. You have to have two breads. To keep to Shabbos. Shem Yemesrei Chav Chalei Rubai, and the other bread was for a real the air of the Thursday one. So she's coming kind of to Shabbos. So Mishabur Let Dalad, that comes from Andrew Achonim, that's more practical. Andrew is over in Taz state, that's a mitzvah and a mulcha, because you've done that mitzvah on it already, you should continue to do a mitzvah as well. So Fregen Zala, Bonoshech, if I've done a mitzvah on it already, then I'm not doing a mitzvah now. And if I haven't done a mitzvah on it already, then I haven't done a mitzvah already, so why do I have to do a mitzvah now? The Tazok, the reason why you should take the same bread, is not just practically that you shouldn't need to have two breads, it's because I made this on Thursday, so you started a mitzvah on it, so do a mitzvah now as well. Frankenzei, but you haven't done it. If you've done a mitzvah on it already, then you're not doing anything now. If you haven't done a mitzvah already, so what are you telling me? Because you did a mitzvah, go do a mitzvah. I haven't done anything yet. So the Prime Minister says, it doesn't mean that. The Master, you tried. You say, yeah, schulte the mitzvah. You tried. Mischamen las das mitzvah steht in andere Sichel. Interessant is that. Yeah. The kids say, therefore it's advisable to take the same one and you gain everything. Practically and efshe a mitzvah as well. B'shneiyam toim shal golius d'minatoyu kodesh rak yemecha v'shem shem sveika v'ayin likam asim tov kilches d'shom b'vud is anuch seh b'yom shcholis v'shem shabbos y'afil ha-meniach ev tashilin. Why is it filin tashilin? Some say only because it's divrei suda and eru chatzayus is not for suda, it's not for food. That's from Kivega, that movie, the Sefer Torah from Yom Tov to Shabbos, if it helps. I didn't look at that, not 100 things, but as far as I remember, Storaz Azach, I didn't look it up now. That Eyot Hashin only helps on something which makes sense for today. You do it instead for tomorrow because it works as well. It makes no sense to do it for today. Well, you can think as I swore, I think it's said, look at this. Eyot Hashin helps so that you go and cook. So you could be cooking for the Friday, but instead, Eyot Hashin tells you you're allowed to cook for Shabbos because I could be doing this mass of cooking for this afternoon. That's why just before Shabbos you should have an early Shemok Davorim because there's no more time to cook. There's no oil there. So, Be'er Tashil, anything you'll say that. I'm taking a sefer for Shabbos, unless it's a Efshet Dafka Shabbos thing. I'm taking a sefer for Shabbos, and I could be taking it for now. So I'm taking it for now, I'll go ahead to take it for Shabbos. Be'er Tashil, Eruv, because it makes no sense. I could be doing it for tomorrow, and I could be doing it for now. Instead, I'm doing it for tomorrow. You can't make Erev at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Friday. Even if you say we saw you need Erev for Yom Tov, you can't make it on 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You have to do it before Shabbos. I think it said like about this. See, base. Echad Erev Chatzeres ve'echad Shtufei Mevois ma'alvinois on Bein HaShmosos. It's a special letter. Even though Erev Tchumen you can't make Bein HaShmosos because it's like a Kinyan, the Gemara Zot, Mofer Tastira, and the Gemara Zot, it's a Kinyan, you can't do it. But Erev Chatzeres, Erev Shtufei Mevois, you can do Bein HaShmosos. That means Ben Shmoshes is, let's say, from 7 o'clock to 20 past 7. You can do it at 10 past 7. You can do it within Ben Shmoshes, as long as there's a few minutes left of Ben Shmoshes. Because Ben Shmoshes might be still day. Ben Shmoshes has Sufik. All these, the minutes between 7 and 7:20 are Sufik. They might be day, they might be night. So you can make it at 7 o'clock. You can make it at 10 past 7, because maybe Ben Shmoshes is still day. So I've made it before night. Those last 2 minutes, 5 minutes will be still day. So I made it before night, which night could be not seven, but night could be only 20 past seven. So I made it before night. That's why you're allowed to do it, Ben Shmosh.
And if it was night?
But the Chum allowed you. The Chum don't know if it's day or night. So the Chum said, because it's only a Sofik, and this Drabonon, Tchumen has a bit of a derice in it maybe, and Tchumen is a Mulchama, and it's Kinyan, it didn't allow you. I feel if you were Makabel Tosfos Shabbos, so you daven Mincha early after Plag, which is before Ben HaShmoshes. Or even if you daven Stamos, or you daven, Maariv. You daven Maariv early. And now it comes the time of Tosfos Shabbos, you can still do it. Because what's wrong with doing the other? The Metzias is now. V'yesh Oisrev im Kibbel Oro Tosfos Shabbos. And some say you're not allowed to because if you come to Tosfos Shabbos, I'm not afraid. Ben HaShmoshes, you know, has Sofek like Sofek Duraisa, is it Shabbos? Is it not Shabbos? And you're still allowed to. That's Zichus, Gemara. Tosfos Shabbos is a thing you make yourself. How can it be more chomer? And others are going, no, it is more chomer because here you've managed to make it. It's like a bullet, it's a neder. Zot the Mishabura, Marvin is a bit of Shmos, I know some of the Shmos, I'm going to be a lot of Shmos, I feel like I'm going to be a lot of Shmos, I feel like he's going to be a Shabbos, show you. But yes, I'm going to be a lot of Shmos, I feel like I'm going to be a lot of Shmos, I feel like I'm going the time on the Kibbutz, the Kibbutz of the Farish, Chomet over there, Yosem is Mamma Shos, Asim and Mele, because you're in the Kabul, go to the Shabbos, we're going to go, Masha, Santa Tina, Zuda, you're not allowed to. We don't want to say, Mamma, Alvin, get it, you're not allowed to. Siv Kim, Erev Lishnai, you made, you're a Shliach, and you made the Erev Chatzeres to two different families. Le'echad Miboyd Yoyim, you made one before 7 o'clock, V'nech Le'erev Ben HaShmoshes, and the Erev was eaten up at 10 past 7. So have you got a good Erev? So we say yes, because at least it was there, Ben HaShmoshes. Ben HaShmoshes, the din is, Nech Le'erev Acha Ben HaShmoshes is okay. You're allowed to eat it. Shtei Bemes, you should eat the Erev in the morning, not at night. Omer, we'll see next time. But the Masa, if it's eaten at night, is also good. It's already night. 10 past 7 is already night. Because Ben HaShmoshes, 7 o'clock was night. On the other hand, you made another Erev at 10 past 7, for a different family, and if it's night, it's too late. Oh, no, no, no. For this family, we'll say, it's not too late. In the midst of Ben HaShemoshes, Shneim Kano Erev, both Kano Erev, Shleis Shneich Ben HaShemoshes and Chosleis Leil. The one that says it, the one that got eaten Ben HaShemoshes and it was made before Ben HaShemoshes, Chosleis Leil. You say that Ben HaShemoshes is night, so your Erev was already chal at 7 o'clock. The one that you only made at 10 past 7, you say, like we say in the seat before, that Nacht is only 20 past 7, and mainly you've made Chosh Noise Yoim, it's still day, and you've made the Erev on time. If you make the Erev at 5 past 7, and it got eaten at 10 past 7, within the Ben HaShemoshes, so then you can't do that, because then you can't say, it's really day, so I made it by day. Oh, no, no, but it's really night. Even though the time that the middle of Ben HaShemoshes changes from day to night, we don't say that. So this is stira. Either day or it's night. For this family, you say 7 o'clock was night, so it doesn't matter. You got eaten 10 past 7. For this family, you say 7 o'clock was light day, and they only got eaten at 20 past 7, and you only made it 10 past 7 is good. Says see you out. To say you made it at 5 past, eaten at 10 past, you've got ego, you can't. Because if you make it 5 past, it must be night. It must be still day. If it's still day, when begins the night? Only at 20 past.
But every minute is a
sukkah. We don't say that. To do that, we don't say. You have to have the whole, either the beginning or the end, where there should be a negative. One big kasha that is here.
I told Nadorim, you say every minute.
Because he doesn't say that. That's exactly what this means. That's why there could be a tzad to say it. Otherwise, we don't have to say it. There could be a tzad to say it. One big shayla is, listen, I get a lemaisa every week, which I haven't got a clear cut answer to it. And that is, we eat on the Kabbalah Shabbos early, right? So let's say this week you've got an eruv because the eruv was made Pesach. But let's say this week somebody decides to make an eruv, right? Nacht. Ben HaShemoshes, 11 o'clock, Manchester. And 8 o'clock, you come home from shul, and you're carrying, because we've got Erev. When was this Erev Chal? When is the Erev going to be Chal?
I know.
Well, 11 o'clock. So you're carrying at 8 o'clock. Why?
10:54.
So how can you carry at 8:54? I saw, didn't see what Shabbos speaks it as a Nishka close.